Good evening. The show tonight begins in the doubts about the Gaza ceasefire. A conversation with Bill Raggio and Hussein Haqqani about the significance of the ceasefire for the regional capitals. We speak of Cairo, Riyadh, Doha, and Ankara especially. There is no one direction for all those different loyalties. However, the ceasefire impresses no one as a solution. The hostages are not entirely returned. The living are, but not the deceased. And there is no talk of surrendering arms. And Gaza, I'm told by my colleague Ahmad Sharawi, is now witnessing purges and revenges between the Hamas and the clans, Hamas and the anti-Hamas forces. Everybody's got guns. Everybody's out for power in the ruins of Gaza City. An apocalyptic scenario or a Mad Max scenario. Conversation also about China. Fourth plenum underway. Purges announced among the senior general staff, the army, PLA. Remember, the PLA is loyal to the Communist Party, not to the people of China, not to China. Completely different system than we have in America or Europe. And the purges extend so extensively, they're all associated with Xi Jinping, that the speculation is now that he is to be eased toward retirement, no longer a decision maker. The catastrophe of the economy, which cannot straighten itself out. There are new rules out of Beijing about the fourth plenum, the five-year plan, urging people to buy goods. I tell a short story from Frederick Paul, 1954, about how the poor people have to buy and buy and buy to keep the economy going. The rich people live in perfect nirvana in Eden without having to buy anything. Upside-down world. Well, that's where China is. But they can't force people to buy, not yet anyway. Then a conversation about what we're seeing elsewhere in the world, the Ukraine. Tomahawk missiles are the debate, but we're told there was loud talk between the president and Mr. Zelensky and their counselors in the meeting that was held on Friday last. Raised voices is what the FT said, I believe. No Tomahawk confirmation. Is Tomahawk a game changer? No. John Hardy and Rebecca Grant both comment on its ability to reach long-range targets with a substantial warhead, but not a game changer. Just more of the same, farther reach. Russia will use air defenses. Will Russia escalate, perhaps? They call the Tomahawk escalatory. But the war continues. The settlement is out of reach right now. Gaza has violence in all directions. I mentioned that David Daoud also comments on the expectation of the Israeli veterans and public about the Gaza situation. They want clarity. What is the mission? Getting the hostages back? Is that it? Questions are asked. How many did we take out? How many exist? Where's Hamas? Why are they putting on T-shirts and going back out as if it's just an interruption? Ernesto Araujo and Alejandro Pina Esclusa joined to comment on Venezuela, Maduro must go, Bogota, Petro is acting out, making claims, sending the American ambassador away. He's implicated in the drug cartels of Colombia and Venezuela. Lula da Silva does not feel secure, not even slightly. Another leadership now rattled by the vote in La Paz, Bolivia, moving away from the Morales years towards a centrist right wing businessman, Paz. Everybody in the continent, South America, will be affected when Maduro leaves. That is the opinion of Alejandro, a member of the opposition who was jailed for his thoughts for a year and escaped with his colleagues to Spain. And then a conversation about China just not really acceptable to the WTO. It does everything irregularly and outside the bounds of acceptable behavior. So why not just move it aside? Asked Elaine Dzensky. I also talked to Jack Burnham of FTD about how the irony that Ukraine and Russia buy their parts for drones from China. The old witticism about selling you the rope to hang you. It's China. There is no business cycle in China. There is no rules unacceptable in China. It's what you can get away with. Courts are meaningless except for its persecution by the state. I hope you enjoy the show. Lots of violence, lots of potential violence. One of my colleagues said tonight, it's all against all. There are no transnational organizations that anybody counts on. Coalition of the Willing this Friday in London, Paris and UK and Germany meeting to bolster Zelensky, but without the US's tomahawks, that's a setback. Don't know. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.